Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing today?
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. I think that this has happened to other people, but I'm not quite sure, so I'm going to tell a story, and then you can tell me if you can relate to this. It was back in my elementary school age, so maybe fifth, sixth grade, and I was trying out for a play, and I had a vision of what I thought my role should be in this play. And I went through the process of memorizing some lines and getting up and performing in front of a group of people. And then at a certain time, I was told that there was going to be an announcement about this this play, and that it would be posted outside of a room at the school. And I should go there and look and see what role that I had gotten. So I did all of that. And everybody knew, all of the people in the class knew, and we all kind of rushed down to this room, and we saw the posting on the list, and it listed the roles out in the play, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and I did not get the role that I had imagined myself playing. Instead, I got tree number two. Has that happened to anybody else? A couple of you. Okay, so I just want to tell you that that's where I'm starting this story, as being kind of being on judging from being inside and outside of what your expectations are. And this can happen in a play, and I think it still happens in plays, as only one person can fill a certain role. So there's going to be some people who do not get the role that they are expecting to get. But it can also happen when you are being chosen for a team, whether it's in your neighborhood or in your school or whatever. Or it could happen when you're going to college or high school. It can happen when you are being looking for a new job or a promotion, or it can happen in your relationships. It can happen all the time where there are some people who are getting chosen and those who are not. This story that we have from the Acts of the Apostles today is something that speaks to this experience. It speaks to this experience of sometimes being on the inside and sometimes being on the outside. It tells the story of a eunuch who was a high official in the Ethiopian court under the auspices of the queen, was so powerful that this eunuch had the authority to have a chariot to come and have months off to travel to Jerusalem to explore this what he had heard about God. He had the time to do that, which was special, and travel all the way to Jerusalem. And we can only imagine his experience there. We don't know. The story doesn't tell us. But we know from the traditions that were in place at that time that he would have been on the outside of the court. He wouldn't have been able to go into the temple. He wouldn't have been able to talk to the religious leaders around there and explore the things that he was trying to explore in his life because of who he was. He was a eunuch. That was impure. It's unclean. It's on the outskirts and margins of that society. And he was pushed away. And yet, he continued to read and explore these scriptures. He actually had his own copy of the scriptures, which shows you that he had some wherewithal. And on his way back from Jerusalem to Ethiopia in his chariot, he is heard by Philip reading the scriptures from Isaiah, and Philip feels a call. He hears the Spirit speaking to him, saying, "You need to go talk to this person. You need to break down the dividing lines, and you need to go and be with him." And he offers his services, and the eunuch says, "Please, I've been reading this, and I don't understand. I need somebody to guide me." He then reads the scripture from Isaiah about hope, about something that's going to happen in the future. And Philip describes how this pertains to the day, that very day. He talks about Jesus and all of the things that have taken place. And immediately, as they're in the chariot riding along, they see a pool of water. And the eunuch goes from being an outsider and says, "This is the faith I want to follow." He gets out, says, "May I be baptized right here?" And Philip starts to think about it and says, he's not Jewish. He's not clean. But then he has the Spirit tell him, "He is one of us. Baptize him." This passage of Scripture that often gets ignored, we don't focus on it because it's not part of the Gospels. It's not, you know, it's not the famous story. But it's a story that teaches us about what our responsibilities are, what we're supposed to be doing as Christians. We need to be out there looking at the margins of society and welcoming them in. We need to be reflecting on the hope of Scripture. We need to be thinking about how do we break down the barriers that divide us and instead think about how we can smooth out the differences to show that we are all human beings seeking a truth that's deep within us. I hope we take a few things away from this. First, I hope that we remember that whether it's nationality, whether it's race, whether it's social differences or economic differences or sexual differences, all of the differences that could exist in the world, those are things that humans make. In God's eyes, we are all stars. We're all not tree number two. We're the title character. We humans create these different groupings. God considers all of us to be God's children. That's the first thing. The second thing is that as the eunuch was reading this scripture, he said, "Is this hope from Isaiah's time, or does it apply right now?" And Philip said, "It applies right now. This hope is still alive. It still happens. And the same is true today. We have hope for a world in which the playing field is leveled out and that everybody is included. That's what God's hope for the world is, and we are the people who make that happen. We are called to make that happen in the world around us. And it is a tough task because it demands of us that we think not about ourselves and getting the best of everything. It's about thinking about how do we reach out and raise other people up so that they and we can live together. That's the second thing. The third thing is that through working together in community, just as Philip worked with the eunuch, we can be changed. And we know that the eunuch was changed because he realized that he needed to be baptized and there was an actual moment in there. But I think Philip was changed as well. Philip was changed because he heard the Spirit and he approached a stranger, somebody that he would not necessarily associate with. And then he had to take care of all of when he asked to be baptized, he had to think of all of the rules. And then he heard the Spirit telling him that this was what God wants. Philip had to change the way he thought about God, just as much as the eunuch had to think about changing the ways he thought about God. And that's true for us too. We can't get stuck in the way we've always done it. We've got to continue to think about how God continues to engage us in the way we live. All of these lessons from this story are at the heart of what it means to be a Christian, about being an Easter people, about thinking about Jesus and his gift to us, his sacrifice, his resurrection, and thinking about how do we apply that in our lives on a day-to-day basis. That's the challenge of being a people of faith, is that it's not just checking off boxes. It's about going out and doing something to make the world a better place. And that is work. That's hard work that takes a lifetime, lifetimes, generations to work through. So I encourage you to think about this story. Think about this you know, relatively short story in the Bible, and about what it tells us about approaching the strangers in our lives, about thinking about how all people should be included, and about how we are responsible for that act. We are the ones called to make the world a place of hope. And we can only do that when we break down the barriers that divide us into little camps and groups. That is the gospel. That is what we hear every week here at St. Patrick's. And I hope that's what we can take out into the world to make a difference in the way we live our lives. Amen.